Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation.
Welcome to Dish Nation, and baby, happy Friday.
Woo, it's Friday. Yes.
Baby. All right, just like I like it, honey, we've got a big honey, show for you today. Now, we've got Andrew Garfield and, honey, Clara Ford talking about their brand new movie. And Ryan Destiny, honey, is in the studio with us, dishing about working with Queen Latifah and Naomi Campbell, honey.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Miss Campbell, honey. And, of course, honey, I have to introduce my favorite dynamic duo in Los Angeles. Hi, Heidi. Hi, Frank.
Hello,
Atlanta.
What's up, y'all? LA in the house.
Yes.
Yes, yes, honey. And today we have two Dish Nation exclusives. And Brad is gonna kick it off with the first one.
Why, thank you, darling. Yes, baby. Jennifer Lawrence is doing Playboy. And no, Frank, it's not what you think. The Oscar winner is being eyed by director Brett Ratner for his upcoming Hugh Hefner biopic. He has Jennifer in mind for one of Hugh Hefner's ex-wives, girlfriends, or former bunnies.
Well, thank you for that emotional roller coaster, Brat.
What? Yeah. You got so excited, like, and brought you right on down.
Playboy movie.
Well, she's still going to have to dress up like the Playboy models do, so right. Basically...
It's not the same.
Well, Jared Leto is already secured for the lead role of Hef, and our source says the question of taste and financial agreement are the main points of negotiation, and Brett will also have to agree to a signed agreement that states Jennifer will be keeping her clothes on in this movie.
Oh, what?
No fun at all?
I mean, it's not like I just had to see her boobs, but I'm a little disappointed.
Me too, because when you think of Playboy, you think of boobs, you think of bodies, you think of beautiful women.
Well, are y'all willing to see a tasteful Playboy biopic?
Nah, not when I got the internet.
Right.
Well, Lee Daniels is one of the most powerful men in Hollywood. He's had success in both film and TV. I mean, people still watch him, man. Empire started huge successes. Mm-hmm. But with success comes criticism, and Lee says the people who are most critical of his work is his 21-year-old twins, Clara and Liam.
Oh, that's so funny. What'd they say?
Well, here's the thing. He gives them a first look at his work because he says that they're sophisticated enough and savvy enough to do great work.
Right.
They look forward to saying my material is bad. I'm not worried about critics. There's no critic that can give me worse feedback than my children. If I could pass their eyes, I'm good. I'm good as gold because they look forward to dragging me through the mud.
I love this because guess what? Who's going to tell Lee Daniels that something is bad but his kids?
That's right.
Nobody else has the guts to do it.
Does this happen in any other line of work, though, besides the entertainment industry? Because my dad made furniture for a living, and there was no scenario where he said, hey, Heidi, why don't you come on down to the factory, see if you like this new hutch that I made? I mean, does that happen in other lines of work besides the entertainment industry? I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, my kids talk about Dish Nation. They're like, you are an idiot, Dad.
Well,
Heidi's dogs won't even look at her when she goes home.
Frank, I would think you wouldn't even allow your kids to watch it.
I want them to see their future mom.
Keep it to bring in chocolate home.
You're going to be calling her mommy, kids.
Kids love chocolate.
Hi, kids.
Well, Kristen Ritter, Ms. Jessica Jones herself, has her own form of meditation. Kristen Ritter is a knitter.
Please.
Really? Yes, Kristen Ritter, she opened up to a Women's Health magazine and says that she spends her free time making scarves and hats. She likes the repetition of it. It's kind of like when you meditate, you got like a mantra you got to keep saying over and over again.
Yeah,
you just watch your whips.
Knit one, pearl two.
Next thing you know, you got a sock.
You're right.
So, yeah, she says she can knit for a while and then feel like she just woke up from a nap.
You know, I believe this, and I've never wanted to try knitting because I felt like something must be to it. Because people who knit, they knit every damn thing. You're trying to get your hat.
They do.
For your kids.
I got you a toaster.
blanket. But, leave me alone.
But do you see how calm the people that be knitting do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you never see knitters with attitudes.
But they use that.
NWA. See, I want to start knitting with an attitude. I like that.
But I never see these people. I mean, where are the knitters at?
Yeah. They're
the
secret knitters
all over the place.
Yeah. They're secret knitters. It could be some knitters right here in this room. And we would never know.
Well, Frank, there's an even better way to relax because there has been a study done, and we find out that co-ed millennials like threesomes. So
I saw this study, and it said that like 13% of us have actually been part of a threesome. So for, you know, hands in the room, raise your hand if you've been part of a threesome.
Gary?
Stories.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I didn't like it. No, it was not cute at all because you can't focus.
It's listen, I did a kissy threesome once. Nothing further.
Kissy threesome.
A kissy threesome.
What's a kissy threesome?
All we did was just kiss
each
other.
Yeah, you do have enough tongue for everybody, Heidi.
I've actually never been part of a threesome.
You haven't, Frank?
Anything less than four, I don't get involved.
All right, so now moving on. As you know, Kim and Kanye are expecting baby number three.
Yes.
It's going to be a little girl. Still early next year via surrogate. And even though Kim isn't carrying a baby, Kanye is still trying to play his part as the father, the doting father.
You know? He should.
Now, Disney has learned that he's been reading up on the Mozart effect. And that's the theory that if you play classical music for the child while it's still in the womb, it can help with brain activity.
Really? So, I mean, he going to that other woman's house, honey, and playing music for the baby, huh?
That's all you saw.
That's all you saw. Anything for a healthy child.
I'm not going to lie. I thought about the same thing.
But it doesn't work if they have headphones on the belly. You have to get up in there.
Yeah, you do.
With one of them speakers.
Wi-Fi.
And that music is going to create some tingles.
That baby's more Bluetooth.
Well, here's the thing. Just so he doesn't have to make these pop-ups, y'all, he's like, you know, he went above and beyond a Call of Duty. He put together a classical mixtape for the surrogate to play on top of her belly.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
What a great daddy.
That's
already. The baby's not even here yet.
Ray J chimed in and said, I listen to Mozart first.
Oh, Jesus. I'm surprised Kanye West isn't playing Kanye West music, honestly.
Yeah, exactly.
Get to know me. Get to know me before you get here.
Right, Zach, I'm your daddy.
All right, honey. Moving on. Halloween is right around the corner, which means, y'all, next week, honey, you will be able to vote on which sexy outfit I'm going to wear. And I know Headcrack is your favorite time of the year.
How many sick days do I have left?
None. You got to be here.
You got to be here. That's right, honey. So make sure, honey, you tune in next week because this year's choices will have an international flag.
Oh, well, is that right?
We're going to go to Switzerland. Is that
Can I nominate the Middle East so you can be fully covered?
But anyway, y'all, speaking of Halloween, honey, we wanted to do a Dish Nation fan shout-out to Star Waters, who has come up with the perfect Halloween costume for her dog. Oh. Check this bitch out.
What?
Brizzy Pratt!
That's hilarious.
That's when you know you've made it.
That is true.
It looks like she hired your hairstylist to perfect those plaits.
Oh, my God. That was like I thought that was my dog at first.
I did, too.
I'm like, how love did they put this together?
Yeah, it's two layers to it. It's another dog dressed as your dog, dressed as the brat.
I know.
If you turn the dog around, it's dressed as Heidi.
Oh. All right, man. So, yo, don't go no anywhere, because coming up, Andrew Freund is talking to Andrew Garfield and Claire Foy, man. They got a brand new movie they're going to be talking about called Breathe, and we're going to be hanging out with Ryan Destiny from the new hit TV show Star. More Dish Nation coming up.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. October the 22nd, I will be participating in the 27th annual AIDS Walk Atlanta and 5K Run. And I need your help, y'all.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, honey.
Are you going to make it, baby?
Girl, you know, I did it last year, but I couldn't walk because people wanted to take pictures all day. But
okay, such a star, darling.
Yeah, I am.
Ooh-wee.
Now, this event, y'all, is a production of AIDS Atlanta and has become the largest HIV/AIDS fundraiser in the Southeast, raising over $40 million for HIV/AIDS prevention and care.
Nice. Wow,
yes,
that's good.
A lot of money. Now, this is the deal, y'all. To be a virtual donor, honey, go to www.AIDSWalkAtlanta.com. teamsippers.com and go to search teams, and my team is the Tea Sippers, y'all.
Tea Sippers.
If you donate something like $25, you get to win a free lunch with me.
What if I want to donate more than $25, but I don't want to have lunch with you?
All right, Gary, what's up, man?
Yes, Gary, I'm so proud of you.
Well, moving on, Brief Hits Theaters today starring Andrew Garfield and Claire Foy. Now, the movie tells the true story of a man who defeated the odds after becoming paralyzed by polio at the age of 28. Of course, we had to send the homie Andrew Freund to sit down with the cast to see what happens when you get two Andrews in one room.
That's another Andrew.
That's a lot of Andrews.
There's so many Andrews involved in this film, like I can't even tell you.
I do. Do you feel like an Andrew?
Not really.
But you're like a Matthew.
Storm Rider.
Storm Rider.
It's just how I feel.
I'll just
Danger Garfield.
Storm Rider. Andrew and Storm Rider. And Claire.
This is my friend Storm Rider.
I feel weird now.
When I first became paralyzed, I wanted to die. My wife told me I had to live. See our son grow up.
Your life is my life.
I don't want to just survive. I want to truly live.
One of the themes in this film is finding levity in situations that we're dealt a hand with. So in your own life, how do you find levity in kind of situation?
I mean, I think, you know, we're on this planet for such a short period of time. It really does. I constantly have to say to myself, you know, when you think things are going down, you know, you have to dig out pretty quick and kind of go, look, it's really not too bad.
You know, obviously his character goes to these happy places in this film. What are your go-to happy places that make you happy?
Can you ask him first?
Andrew, yeah. Storm Rider, what are your go-to happy places?
I love that you keep forgetting it, Storm Rider. There's a place called Big Sur, which is like a geographically happy place. I have many great friends that are my happy place. I have family, I have nephews, I have, and I have my work. I find my work incredibly satisfying and joyful. Do you want me to answer more?
I like skies.
Wow.
I can't believe I just said that. Oh my God.
What kind
anyway,
of skies,
no, no, no. Just, I really, no, we're if I feel this. A bit sad or a bit blue or just a bit miserable, I just look at the sky.
She looks at the sky.
Okay, I want to do rapid fire. First thing that pops into your head when I say these things.
Okay.
Does love conquer all, yes or no?
Yes.
Who has the most fun, Americans or English people?
English people.
Who will win an Oscar first, Claire or Andrew?
Both.
Queen Elizabeth or Queen Latifah?
Queen Latifah.
You only have one. Better to live rich or beautiful?
Beautiful.
Why?
Because, you know, life can be beautiful without money.
Oh, wow.
Hey, did I say that?
Yeah, you totally did. Can you guys teach me how to do a British accent?
What do you want to, what would you like a phrase? What phrase would you like to?
Something very English.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh my God, you sound like the queen when you do that.
She is.
I know. Would you like a cup of tea?
Not bad, apart from the say a instead of a.
A. Would you like a, would you like a cup of tea?
Would you like a cup of tea?
Would you like, oh my God, she's the queen.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into Dish Nation. This is a young lady who you can see playing Alexandra on the TV show Star. But she in the studio with us one time for Ryan Destiny.
What's up?
Well, welcome to the show, Star.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love being here.
And congratulations on the success of Star, currently in the middle of season 2.
Yes, thank you. It's very exciting. A load off that we got a season 2, because that's scary.
I'm sure it is, honey, because you're like, okay, is season 1 going to do well? Are we going to come back?
Yeah.
Will I continue to work? Will I have to go back doing other things, honey?
Yeah, back to normal life is scary. But
like,
yeah.
There's a difference between buying that Ford Fusion and copping that BMW or Mercedes you always wanted.
Just haven't your done breath. That yet, yeah. But yes, it is that.
Now, obviously on a show like this, I mean, you're coming with star power. Do you have you had that oh wow moment yet? Or like did anybody completely blow your mind just because of how surreal it was to see all these talented people all in one place?
It's insane seeing them, especially like when I first met them. Obviously you get a little nervous just because you don't know if they're gonna like ruin your whole image on how you thought that they were, you know? Like, Queen Latifah, you just imagine her being humble, nice. And if she's not, that would just be the worst. But she really is that. Like, she's just chill, man. And she's just herself all the time. And she's still playful, even in our work environment. Mm-hmm. And Lenny, he's, like, the most humble rock star in the world. It's crazy. Yeah. So just being around them and now being able to call them my friend is crazy.
But what about your TV mama, Naomi Campbell, meeting her? Supermodel Naomi Campbell.
It was nerve-wracking, but she's so nice to me. And I, you know, I've heard a lot of things in the industry.
Yes,
just
did,
like,
yeah,
stories about, you know, just how she is. And I understand her perspective on a lot of things, just being who she is and how iconic she is. And she was the only black woman in her time doing what she did, you know? So it was just a thing where I could just see why she was the way she is and why I've been hearing, like, stories of just, like, how she can, like, go off and just, like,
people with telephones.
Yeah.
There,
you know? Yeah, I mean,
the phone case was invented.
I'm sure. But I just know she's, like, guarded, and I can tell that just from being in this industry and, like, how hard she can be for not only a woman but a black woman. So I definitely just could see that. But she's so sweet.
You seem like you're quick, you're fast, and you're sharp on your toes. We got this game called Got Five on it. We throw a question out there. You tell us five things based on the question we ask you.
Okay.
In 10 seconds, all right?
All right.
Steam going on here. All right, now there's a lot of famous girl groups all around the world. You know, you got Destiny's Child, you got SWV. Depending on how far you go back into the 90s, you got Brownstone, mm-hmm, and let's say the Good Girls. With that being said, tell me your five favorite destinations. Go.
Destinations?
Places you like to go.
Egypt, London, Berlin, Dubai.
You stalled out at four.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That was the practice question. That
this
was the warm
so
your
much
brain
pressure.
Up. Starting the car.
Now, yeah, okay.
We're going to try this again.
Okay.
You know, there are a million dope restaurants in the city of Atlanta. There's a lot of things that people go to do in Detroit. Mm-hmm. People like to go to the Joe Louis Arena. Mm-hmm. With that being said, name five people who have been in Destiny's Child.
LaToya, LaTavia, Beyonce, Kelly, Michelle.
Booyah! You walked out of here champion.
Hey.
Ryan Destiny is in the building.
Yeah.
The TV show is called Star.
Yes.
One time, y'all, Ryan Destiny.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Pink wants no part of celebrity feuds. Of course, we all know about the Katy Perry, Taylor Swift drama. You got to be one team or another. And Pink was asked by one London radio station to play a game of rapid fire. And one of the questions asked to Pink was, Team Katy or Team Taylor? And Pink was playing along and said, Team Taylor.
What's wrong with that?
Well, now she's revealing to the LA Times that she regrets saying that. She says, quote, I should have just kept my mouth shut because I don't believe that. I don't care, but I felt rushed and I didn't know what to do. And I paid for it because the next day, Pink is Team Taylor.
I really hate this planet. I mean, we can't even have an opinion anymore. If I said, you know, Beatles, Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones.
Well, then there you go. But was Mick Jagger going to be upset that you said Rolling Stones?
But you know how many people would be pissed at me? Like, how can you work at a classic rock station and you don't like the Beatles? It's like, oh, I don't want to deal with those people.
Called the internet. You're going to have to deal with those people. Nobody cares except for the trolls who care.
Right, that's true.
The bigger issue is, how is this radio show still on the air? With silly questions like that. Stupid games like rapid fire games. Oh, by the way, we got one of those coming up right here on Dish Nation. Stick around.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.